Okay, salute.
We're late.
Patty,
doesn't matter. You don't have to start off. But I want you to be on.
You're setting the standard.
Send me a bet, everybody.
Smiley face.
No.
Is it time?
Oh, yeah. Way over.
Call the meeting to order. Would you all please rise and join me in the pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Carol, will you call roll, please?
President Graves.
Here.
Vice President Dawson.
Here.
Director Simon.
Here.
Director Steele.
Here.
Director Tatro.
Here.
Okay. This is the time for public comments. If anybody has anything they'd like to bring to the board's attention that's not on the agenda, I would suggest that this would be the time to do it. Okay, public comments are closed. We're here tonight for one item, item C, the draft budget for the 2011-12 for both operating and capital improvements. Our staff put together a very comprehensive budget, and I would turn the meeting over at this point to Rick.
Thank you. Before you this evening is the proposed preliminary fiscal 2011-2012 capital operating capital improvement program budget. It takes us from July 1st of June through June 30th of next year, July 1st of this year through June 30th of next year. This budget represents on the operating side pretty much of a status quo budget. There's no new programs that are being offered at this point in time. There's nothing new relative to any out of the ordinary requests from staff. It is basically an operational budget that continues to maintain our existing infrastructure from an operational standpoint. It does include the new contract with Veolia. It includes the increased cost in utilities. It represents that, as well as we made adjustments this year for the increases in our repair account. There's 7,300 repair accounts that up until now have been fairly expensive, and so we went ahead and adjusted those accordingly to make sure that they track and that we have adequate funds necessary in the event that we continue having the same types and same frequency of repairs that need to take place. The other big thing that's included in the operations budget, it's a $20,000 item. It's discussed in the summary, is for the Cassell component of our financial system, the module that we can transfer from QuickBooks to Cassell. And in fact, we were talking today with the auditors about this specific subject, and they are highly recommending we do this and are doing it basically with their recommendation. It will allow us then to have a single shop versus having to go back and forth between Cassell and QuickBooks, and make things much more unified. With respect to the capital budgets, the capital budget includes only those projects that are necessary for ongoing operations. There are no funds associated, as I discussed a couple weeks ago in this budget, relative to any future development. It's my thought that once we get the master plan process completed, or once you get the master plans complete from their preliminary draft stage and into a final draft stage, and they can be presented to the board, go through a series of workshops over the course of the summer and see types of infrastructure needs that are required to move forward to support any future development. With respect to the sewer side of the house, it's pretty standard stuff, with the exception of the big ticket item, which is the belt presses to provide additional biosolids capacity. As you know, we're running behind in that area. We just can't keep up with those. There's too much volume to keep up with the processes we have right now. On the water side, we have Again, pretty standard fare. We did put in, I did include $40,000 for the preliminary work, possibly some test drilling and some site look, to identify some site locations for well number 7. That is proposed for pretty much for the following year and the year after that. There's a miscellaneous category which has 2 items in there, portable message units. Those are the message boards that are similar to the one that's out on Highway 4 right now, warning of illegal fireworks, and also a fuel tank for regular types of fuel. This is the first year we've done this, that I've included this in the budget, is the infrastructure replacement fund. It includes a sewer infrastructure replacement fund in the amount of $150,000. Pumps and motors, which are fairly costly, as you recall, you approved one last week for about $18,000 or $19,000. Water infrastructure replacement fund, we allocated $94,000, and for facilities and vehicles, $100,000 for a total of $384,000. With respect to salary and wages and positions, the number of full-time equivalents is not expected to change at all. We're not having any increases in staff. The only change in staffing are some title changes, as well as the elimination of an account clerk position and the addition of a finance manager position. Again, that came about at the recommendation of our auditor with respect to some of our financial shortcomings. So I'm hopeful that will generate enough interest out there we can get a qualified person in here. From a quick overview, I'm certainly available to answer and get into any of the specifics, dive into them, any of the questions you might have. At this point in time, I thought I'd turn it back over to the board and let you have a crack at it.
Great, thanks. Rick, I want to thank you for putting this together. I also want to thank our budget committee that met. I don't know how many of them are here. There's
Galen.
Right, 3 at least that I see that.
And Ray and Mark.
That met and actually came up with some new ideas and some good ideas, I guess, and then proposed this budget to us. I appreciate that. At this point, I would ask if the board has any questions with regards, not necessarily to individual line items right now, but just if there's anything, any questions about the way it's been put together, whether there's something that there is not there that you or have a question about, or that type of thing, before we get into the discussion of the content with regards to numbers. Yeah, Ray.
Well, in regards to the content, as you put it, in regards to the format and the document, I'd like to commend the staff on a wonderful, great job. Excellent. Thought put into it. It has a good setup and well.
Thank you. Any comments from any questions? Any clarifications before we ask for other comments?
Rick, we had talked about the electrical costs. Do we have any idea how much money yet that we saved this year from doing
no,
that program?
No, that process. I believe Virgil's been working with PG&E. And we're entering into an agreement with them, and I don't remember the timing of the agreement.
It'll become effective this summer, but it only really affects the summer months, but only if they call upon it.
It's a program that that puts us on a peak demand. If they call us and say they need us to shut our power down, we can go ahead and shut our power down, kick the generators on, in exchange for that we save money over the long run. I just want to make sure that the money we save doesn't exceed the cost of diesel fuel. So, but I think that Virgil and I have had those discussions. I think we'll be okay.
Well, it's not just diesel fuel. You're going to have people to run the portable trailer.
No, it's only one site. It's the plant number 2.
Oh, right, just right, plant number 2.
Right now, we're just doing it at plant number 2. Just to test it out.
All right, thank you, guys.
Okay, at this point, I would ask for comments from the public and questions, or at least comments with regards to the budget concerns. If you bring those forward, then I'll give the board an opportunity to address those in our discussion. So is there anybody in the public that would like to make any comments with regards to the budget and its content? Okay.
Mr. Brett, if I may add one more thing, and I
sure.
And I apologize.
No problem.
We talked about this quite some time ago I believe in an earlier workshop, and then they get into a subsequent meeting. But included in here are all the landscape budgets for the five landscape zones. So Farron is here this evening as well, and she can address any of the questions that the board may have relative to the landscape zones, and they're included in the budget as well. So I apologize for not mentioning that, but I wanted to make sure that you and the public are aware of that.
Right, but and for clarification, that gets approved even though it's a kind of a pass-through accounts, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Although we do have some discretion as it relates to zones.
Sure.
And what goes in them into the capital with respect, especially to capital on zone 8, 9 is pretty well done for us. We finished Ravenswood, but zone 8 has some issues. We do have some, there are some capital items in there that I think the board needs to discuss with respect to the dog park, with respect to the Slifer Park improvements we have in there, and we do have a new vehicle in there, so we do need, we are looking to the board for approval of the new vehicle.
Out of the landscape. Out of the assessments.
Yes.
Would that be something that you would want to address prior to getting into the whole thing, or do you want to just jump in?
It's really up to your discretion. We can do the water sewer and,
okay.
and we can do the landscape. And it's really important.
At this point, I would open up the discussion to the board with regards to the budget. So
as we started the line item, I mean, we may as well. I don't know if anybody here has a problem with the operating budget. That looks pretty normal to me. I think most of it's going to be capital improvement budget. We'll have a discussion on it.
Okay. Let's. If that's the case, then let's discuss the operating budget and make sure we're all on the same page with that. Does that make sense? I mean, we're not going to ask for a motion to approve it as separate budgets, I don't believe. But is everybody okay with the operating budget? It's running pretty lean and mean?
Yes.
I have no questions.
Chris?
I don't have any questions about
okay.
that. I saw that.
All right.
That's good.
As long as that's the case, I don't want to skip over anything. Let's move on to the capital budget. The capital improvement budget. And if you're going to make, I just ask if the director's going to make comments that they give us a page number so we can follow along.
And I apologize. With this document, I had a really hard time at the last minute. I was trying to cram page numbers in there.
It's okay.
I will have them on the
final
document.
We sit close enough to each other, we'll figure it out.
But, you know, probably if you know what you're looking for, the last, you know, the four pages of the budget that are all together are towards the back.
I didn't make my notes.
This is landscaping and lighting.
Didn't I not see on our other?
Okay, anybody want to start?
Let me answer any questions if I can.
Okay.
On our last budget, we looked at it was not in this form, it was on four pages. Didn't I see a new vehicle in there someplace?
There was a new vehicle.
They were talking about, where am I looking to see that? I got used to the other format, but see, now I got it.
There was, if you look under miscellaneous,
I am.
It says pickup truck, in parentheses, it should say one.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but if you cross over the line, you don't see any number there for this fiscal year. That vehicle, last year you actually approved two vehicles to be purchased. You purchased one out of landscape, and the second vehicle was never purchased.
I mean, that's just... There's so many items on here to talk about. Starting with well 7.
Well, the far right column is what's proposed for this year.
You wanna? I know the well 7 one's gonna be lame. You wanna go through all the ones that we can just like? Let's start with the carport.
That's easy.
I want to say on the carport. I totally understand. You know, and I'd like to be able to. Do the carport because the vehicles and the equipment that it protects is important. But in a fiscal year like this, when we're already going out for so much, I just don't think that that's prudent.
Can you just describe the what's the carport? What's underneath it? What's it protecting?
Every piece of equipment that the district owns.
All right. There's
generators,
the generators that are trailer, anything that's trailerable or on four wheels,
or pickup trucks,
pickup trucks, the trailers, the generators, the portable generators, the back truck, You know, those all sit out in the elements. They've got rubber hoses, they're fuel hoses.
We spend a lot of money on those.
It is, in the long run, a desire to put those under cover, at least under a roof with three sides, if not a closing door. But at this point in time, we also recognize the economics of the situation.
Just out of curiosity, first, this was just basically a pole barn, right? There was no sides on this?
One side would be on the west side. It's protected by, you know, the north side. The existing metal building is just going to be to the south of it. So
it'd be two sides protected.
Correct.
The way it was built.
Correct.
Okay. I was going to say the good news, bad news is that the good news is that I know it's something that we need, and if anything, I would like to see it have more protection than what it has. Bad news is we can't afford it. So you know, the situation is, though, I do want to say that it will have to be addressed at some point in time, probably, because we went to numerous different facilities in going through our evaluation of our candidates for the sewer to run the plant, and there wasn't one that didn't have a three-sided barn or better to keep all their equipment in. Even up in Auburn, where it doesn't get as hot as it does here, they had a big, huge one that had one vehicle in it at the time when we were there, but they all have it. And so I get the point that at some point it should probably be addressed, but I just don't think it's probably this year. That's just my opinion.
We understand.
So are we low price leader slashing, or what are we going to vote on?
If I can,
what's the help me with the procedure?
If I can, you know, understanding the situation we're in, I've gone through and looked at a number of things, and there are some things in here that are efficiency related, and some things in here that are necessary. Replacing pumps and motors and
right.
things that those are necessary components of our operating systems. The efficiency items are things that provide staff opportunities to be more efficient in their jobs. One example is the water trailer, for example, the water meter trailer.
Okay, can I stop you for a second, Rick? What I really would like to do at this point, because I have a hunch that the directors are wanting to go through this line by line, rather than you indicating, let's just start, and is that, and probably the most orderly way to do it is to have somebody step forward and say, this is what I would like to see, and we get to a point where we want to discuss something. Does that work, or how do you guys want to approach this thing?
Well,
I don't want everybody talking at once.
Well, no, we won't. We got the carport done.
Okay.
We could just go down this
okay.
list.
Okay.
Yeah, that's easy.
Let's do it.
Now I go down to one. I don't think that it might be on anybody else's hit list. It is $70,000 for the salinity study project. Now, I will say this, that we have been waiting for the regional board to get back to us on our initial draft. We haven't still got a response back in that draft, correct?
That's cool.
Okay, so, and I understand that there's a couple of cities that are fighting the salinity issue with the regional board, so it's in litigation, so the chances of this study coming up, I think, is pretty slim to none. So,
is it a requirement?
Hold on.
It's not a requirement unless we get the study
let me go
finished. Yeah.
Are you done?
Yes.
I don't want to step. I'm just trying to keep everything orderly because
sure.
we don't know where we're going to get at this
okay.
point. So, Chris, did you have a comment on that?
I just want to understand if there's a firm requirement today why we need to have that.
It is today on your MPDS permit. It is there.
Okay.
Two things at play here. The original $200,000 included more, it was a number of components.
Sure.
One was a study, but the $70,000 component is that portion of it where we're going to go out and take 62 homes, we're going to turn out the water softeners, evaluate that, and that's what this intends to do.
I withdraw that.
To give you a little bit more
No, I understand what it is.
No, I know, but
that refresh my memory.
The Superior Court.
That would be
go ahead.
The Superior Court came out, two weeks ago?
Just this last week.
And has ruled, you know, you read this legal mumbo jumbo, has ruled in favor of the cities, but there's a huge but with that. And that but is that water boards, you need to get your processes in order, and then you can go back and do this. So Virgil's right, we do see it coming down the stream. You're right, the bigger number we can hold off on, mm-hmm. but at least we can, if we want to move this part of it forward, that this is for the 62 home study.
Okay. Then I'm just gonna make one more statement on this.
Sure.
And this will be the last statement okay. on this matter. That is correct. However, we are in the process of passing a budget, depending on what we take off, at 22% increase. So if there's any place that we can save money, we should look at it. And that's okay. what that was about.
Can we keep that as a maybe at this point then, instead of a firm?
Yes.
Is that okay. okay with that? Yes. As a possible to come back to if we don't seem to get to the number we think we should get to.
All right.
Okay. Good.
Rick,
moving on.
Rick, did he point out to you all that there was originally $200,000 in the original draft budget? I think he did.
Yeah, I mentioned that there was really $200,000 and we pulled $130,000 of it out.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Moving on down the list, guys. Who wants to go next?
Trailer trash pump.
Trailer. Where's
your trailer? Trailer trash. It's down.
Give me a number.
Five from the bottom.
It's trailer.
I know. I'm just being smart.
What's it? Okay.
Same page.
Gotcha. I'm with you.
I'm going to allow Virgil to explain that because he does it much better than I do.
In an emergency, you'll be able to, for example, the lift station at maybe F. You're familiar with F here. In order to, if the pumps fail, we have to keep moving that sewage or it starts to pop out of the sewer manhole. Trash pump is to stick a hose in there and pump it, redirect it somewhere else. We have a small one right now that's 12 years old. I bought it when I first came here to the district. And it's quite old, but very noisy. And so we put that in front of your house. I'm sure you'd bring your shotgun out and let us know about it. But we need something, one, that's quiet, sort of like our generators, and that's more a lot better efficiency than what we have today.
Oh, how many times have we had to use it, you know?
We probably use it 3 to 4 times a year.
Okay.
But we use it a lot at the sewer plant. So if a clarifier breaks down, let's say, we have 1 million gallons in there, we have to move that sewage somewhere else, and so we stick it in, stick a hose in there.
Sump? What sump? Is that what it is?
Well, there's a difference between a sump pump where you physically
okay.
put the pump in the water. Right. This one, the pump is outside, but
okay.
the hose is in there,
all right.
sucking it out.
So if it's at the plant, it's noisy. That keeps the guys away from the plant, I guess. We use it 3-4 times maybe a year here. Okay, so this is a maybe.
Any questions from anybody else? Clarification?
Virgil, to help me, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being necessary and needed, and 0 being a want, where would you put this?
I'd put it up there at 7 or 8.
Okay.
I wouldn't, just before you start to knock off other items, I think I've mentioned to one or two of you, we have probably close to 50 miles of sewer mains and another 50 of water mains. Each item has a life expectancy, just like your vehicle, just like anything else. We should, by rights, right now, be replacing at least a mile a year of our piping. We don't even come close to that. Someday, downstream actually, this district is going to have to really bite the bullet and pay them. So, just an FYI.
If I can make a suggestion here, if the board is interested in doing this, this is a perfect example of the infrastructure and vehicles and facilities replacement fund. Mm-hmm. I would have absolutely no problem at all moving it out of the CIP and into that, or vice versa. So you actually move it out. We're actually replacing a piece of equipment from the replacement fund out of the capital.
Yeah.
That's why that's there. So in the future, when things need to be replaced, you have money to replace them. It doesn't hit your capital account each and every year. So this is a perfect example to use that. If you want to use that this year, I'm more than fine with doing that. It would reduce the capital budget by $20,000. Well, that item's $20,000. So the facilities and vehicle replacement fund would go down by $20,000. So it would basically be a push number wise, but it's a perfect example of the need for a type of fund like that.
You're not saying that we take it that it would be a possibility to take it off of this page and put it and add it to the other account, or just use the other account to pay for this.
Correct.
Yeah.
But that, with the caveat being that we approve that account as part of the budget.
You approve the account as part of the budget,
okay.
And we can go ahead and replace the item with that $20,000, and the $20,000 then comes off of the sewer.
Does that postpone the payment of that for a year? Because then when we replenish that replacement fund,
we'll replenish it again next year. And we're it's $20,000 out of $100,000.
All right, well, I'm gonna circle.
It's just an option for the consideration for the board. That's all.
Okay.
Rick, are you saying to reduce it overall by $20,000?
Yeah.
That's what I thought you said.
Okay. I think we're on to page 2, is that correct?
What about that last item? Is that something new? I didn't seen that before.
Which one?
Collection system pump station improvements.
Virgil, can you address that?
Collection system is a, once the sewage or wastewater leaves your home, it flows through 50 some odd miles of pipe, I said, and then it goes through 15 lift stations that we have within Discovery Bay. This is a improvements we would like to make primarily in the pump efficiencies or maybe some piping improvements through the 15 lift stations. It's called part of the collection system. And it's part of our master plan. They recommend that you make some changes to your collection system along the way, and so that's what that $40,000.
No, that hadn't been in anything I saw when I was on the budget.
So it'll improve our efficiency. We don't have a. It'll help our efficiency if we have that for our collection.
This actually came out of the master plan, out of the wastewater master plan, as a recommendation, and that's why Galen's correct. It was not in the original proposed budget. It came out subsequent to that because it was included in the master plan, and after meeting with the engineers, felt it was appropriate to include these in. And there's a component that identifies what these are in the master plan. Right. This is just a line item dollar number. Right.
Is that something else you would take out of your capital replacement fund?
This isn't a replacement. These are improvements.
Okay. Right. Improvements.
Okay, moving to classification water on the next page.
Water meter trailer for $20,000. And I'll tell you why I'm against that.
Okay.
Number one, we've already put the meters in, so we're in a maintenance mode at this point. Repair, maintenance, replacement, the effective ones. We were sold on the utility truck for this exact purpose. We can put all the tools in the utility truck.
It does.
And so
it's a utility truck.
Yeah, and so we have a utility truck at this point, so to go out and now add a trailer to go with it for $20,000 to me is an absolute waste of the ratepayer's money. I am dead against it.
Postpone.
I don't know that I'm dead against it, but I tend to agree with
you.
No, not leaning towards it. I think that that's probably a sustainable
slash
at this point. Well, in my opinion, any input from?
I agree.
Okay, I highlighted that one. Okay.
Can I? Do you mind if I explain?
No, go ahead.
Is your utility truck may carry the tools, but what it doesn't carry is, especially when you're starting the new, if you were to start the new, or we do repairs. One of the biggest issues right now is a restroom. The moment they put out their tools on the ground to fix anything, they have to use the restroom. They have to pack everything back up, head down to McDonald's or wherever the nearest restroom is. And there aren't many, especially if you're in the far end of Discovery Bay. You won't find any at all. And it's a huge efficient.
It's an efficiency issue.
It may be, but
I'll give you another example.
It's not a program right now.
And I hear the board loud and clear, but I'll give you one more example. We've got a repair taking place starting at 2 a.m. tomorrow morning. And and this would be a perfect opportunity where this would come in handy in the event that our employee that's out there making repairs is using the facility. So this was more than just the trailer.
That's not what it says.
No, it does. It would have a portable restroom in that. As long with the trailer to bring whole water meters, which are
it's a job site trailer.
60 pounds, and then plus the meters.
Porta potty on it.
Yeah.
It's a job site for the porta potty?
I just want to explain to you what it was.
Okay, I appreciate that. Okay, thank you, Virgil, for that input. Moving on, guys. Now we get down to.
I'm sorry, is that a question mark?
Well, you know, I don't.
We should probably start deciding on some of this stuff on the way down, or we're going to have to go right back into it over again.
Okay, then let's just go back to being. We agree on the 110,000.
You had question marks on a bunch of them.
Yeah, but I'm willing to pass those question marks by right now as we kind of start to look at percentages.
Okay.
I personally appreciate that, but I think that, you know what, the farm workers out there pay a lot less to tow a toilet behind their van if they have to go to the bathroom. We can do it a lot cheaper than 20 grand if that really is the issue. But I've been in construction my whole life, and granted, they usually do have a potty, something on site. You still typically go on your breaks, and it is an issue. I'm not discounting what you're saying, Virgil. It's an issue to have to pack up because you don't want somebody stealing your tools. But and Dan's usually working by himself on this, right? There's not usually not two workers. You can't just leave one. And well, anyway, even then, I just can't see that at this. I'm not for it at this in this part of the budget. I mean, at this point in this budget. Is there a consensus other different than that?
Which one are we talking about?
We're talking about the trailer, $20,000.
I was dead set against it, but what Virgil said makes a lot of sense. And if we do cut it out from here, I'd like it to be something that we at least get the option of in the future budget.
There's always that option.
Budget, so.
Nothing.
I got frustrated, that's all.
We will certainly bring it back.
Being able to go to the bathroom is necessary. Packing up your stuff because you have to go to the bathroom is absolutely, in my opinion, ridiculous. And we should be trying to figure out ways to make sure that doesn't happen. But I don't know. I'm on the fence on that one now.
Hold on.
Yeah. I'm not really, as far as the water meter program and where that is today, I don't want to talk about that, but if there's an additional use for this, yeah, I want to understand that better on this item. And the $20,000, that's a lot of money today in our budget, but I'd like to put it on table it for as we go through our second lap on that one.
I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to table it.
Cover is new well 7.
Okay.
And as I was on this master plan committee, and we had this discussion about the well, and as I understand it, we're kind of close. We're not out of it. I'm saying I would propose to push this off a year, and it's not just the $40,000 this year; it's $1.4 million next year that follows it.
Clarify that for us, please. I don't believe that's correct.
It's 537 next year.
It's about $500,000 next year, and about another $1.5 million
the
following year.
Yeah,
Ray wasn't at the last board meeting when this came up as part of the discussion with respect to the rate increases, but. After we met with the water consultant Ludorf and Scalmanini, they went back and recalculated all the numbers. And if you recall, they indicated that we were marginally okay. After they recalculated the numbers with relation to Title 22, we are now 200 gallons per minute short. So while it's the number's very close. They recommended that we at least initially start the process of developing Well 7 as it relates to, at least in this first year, identifying a location and possible test drilling. So that's what this is for. This is just preliminary. The big expenses are obviously in the out years.
Are you saying that they not necessarily start the second phase, the next phase next year?
We would start again with respect to the master plans. Mm-hmm. The idea that they are still going through their final review process with the consultants. They're taking the latest numbers and recalculating it based on input that we gave them on both sides. And once that information is done, they'll be able to present us with new documents. Well, the initial conversation with respect to once the water one was recalculated based on information relative to to the number of landscape lots and things along those lines that were not originally included. They were included in that chart that I gave you. But if you remember, there was a large number of vacant, what were they called, Virgil? Vacant, there were vacant lots, if you will. There were a number of them. A lot of those were actually landscape lots. And so what ended up happening, they had to take
lots.
Vacant lots. They had to take, the original number was much higher. So they had to take, but a lot of those are landscape zones, whether ours or somebody else's. So they had to go in and take that information and recalculate it based on the water side. So we went from marginally being okay to marginally being below the line. So there.
Let me ask another question then, Paul. We have well 6, which we just put in over here, which we can't use in conjunction with the other two wells because of deficiency of a filter.
You cannot use it in lieu of 1B. You can use it in lieu of 2.
Mm-hmm.
You can use well 6 and well 2 together.
Wait a minute. Let me finish my thought and then yeah, please. What I was going to say is if we added a filter, which would be a lot less than a well, mm-hmm. that means we could run the three wells all at the same time over here. Would that then qualify us for the Title 42?
I don't believe. I believe the answer to that question from the consultant was no.
It's the demand. Will be on the other side, and you can't meet the demand on the other side of town. That's right. Part of the plan talked about putting in 16-inch pipes, a couple mm-hmm. of them underwater, to the north end of town to bring them up over there in order to get that.
Getting circulation.
Can I ask a question? Are you done, Ransom?
Yes.
Okay. My question is this. If this, we have this, how much is it?
70. I
think $40,000.
$40,000 this year is more or less exploratory testing. Would that complete that part of the project, or do we need the other $536,000 next year to complete that part of the project?
It'd probably just do some basic engineering stuff, whatever our requirements, and maybe looking at some land to build.
Okay, so it's not even really sticking a stick in the ground yet. You're not out there with your divining rod yet, right?
I can get this one.
It would include some preliminary. It would have to include some preliminary.
But it's the first step that has to happen before we know if we can go to a next step.
It's the very first step.
Do we ever lose the value? Do we ever lose the value of that step?
If you never build a well, you sure did.
Well, but I mean, in a 5-year period, would we lose the value of that step?
Sure.
If you didn't build a well.
In 5 years?
If we never.
It would be obsolete. If we never built it.
If we never built a well, we lose.
Right. The value of that. But it was, pretty clear to me that we're just not at the limit that we need to be at. We just don't meet the federal requirements. So
I think that if I can make a recommendation on this one, and it may go against the grain of some of you, is that we leave it in from a budgetary standpoint, but yet once the master plans get more, once the data really gets tightened down, we can always come back and cut it. It's harder to, it's very difficult to add it back in. It's very easy to cut it out.
My only concern is that if we are aware of the fact that we're not meeting a federal standard and we're making no effort to correct that, it puts us at a much worse position with whatever board is gonna get after us about that than if we're making it. We say, hey, we've started the process, we know that we're below the limit, we were told that in our master plan, and look, we're taking proactive action to do it, and it's not a lot of money.
Oh, it's
it's not going to work that way.
It's not that money I'm worried about. The dog, wagging the dog, whatever it is.
Well, it doesn't matter. If we need it, we have to have it. We have to have it.
Okay, it's $2 million that I'm trying to save.
You can't. I don't see how you can save.
Hold on a minute, and let's talk about this. We also talked about at the last meeting, if we change the speed of the well, we can make up the 200 gallons that we're short.
We might be able to, and that was one of
change
the
what?
That John, the
well,
John,
well.
The John.
On this side of town, but not on that side.
He said that it might be an option for you to bridge the gap, but it's not a long-term fix. It's just a short-term option. It's a short-term situation because our wells each year they lose a little tiny bit of efficiency. And so as they get older and older and older, they only have a lifespan of so many years. We've already got a couple of our wells that are already out their 40-year lifespan. And then we're, okay. I mean, I think 1A is one of those.
No, well two.
Well two, or well five?
Well five is not quite there, but well two is there.
And five is our best producing well, but it's also our most challenging.
And at the present time, we have no building going on. We have nothing going on. Our situation isn't going to change. It's not like we have this huge increase and we're looking for a way to face it. There has to be some kind of percentage of leeway. When they say you're not at the exact number, but there's got to be a percentage number. They don't say you have to be at this number exactly. You could be within it. So many.
There's a specific number you have to approach, and that number is determined. It's a calculation that's determined based on your maximum daily flow. Okay, it's the time of day that you reach your highest capacity use through the course of a year, which for us would probably be late July, August, sometime
in July.
With your single highest producing well out of service and maintaining enough capacity for fire suppression. So that is a formula that's stipulated through Title 22. And we know what those numbers are because we know what our daily flows are. So that number is determined for
it's
us.
It's a finite number.
That number is determined for us, and we are right now 200 gallons per minute. It's a very small number. Grant, when you're doing millions of gallons a day, yeah, 30 gallons a minute is a small number, but we're still, but if the numbers are accurate as they believe them to be at this point in time, that we are marginally deficient. Whereas before, after they met with us, they received additional information. We updated information that they had, made sure that all the assumptions were correct. And once that information was considered and recalculated in the master plans, we went from marginally being okay to now marginally being deficient.
Okay, and just to reiterate, if we wanted to live with this problem for another year or two, we could speed the pumps up a little bit and we'd be marginally okay with no building going on.
And no.
Why not?
Because if you recall, maybe 3 years ago, we had well five go down, and the peak time of the year, we had to place signs out there to conserve water. We had asked people to conserve water because we can't meet the pressure of 65 to 70 that you are used to or people are accustomed to receiving. We had to have it. We're going to receive complaint calls on the pressure.
The people that did our master plan said we're 200 gallons. And if we speed up the pumps and get the 200 gallons back.
You have to modify the pumps.
There's a cost to modify the pumps. They require new pump heads. They require more.
What's
bigger motors.
What's a rough number on that cost?
Okay. We didn't explore that.
Okay. Can I? We're going to kind of open this into a little bit of a workshop thing. I know that I asked public comments earlier, but considering that there's some personnel in here that have some of the, that know what's going on. Dave, go ahead.
I was really going to point out that number that you're discussing, part of that number is fire and emergency services.
Right.
And that's part how that
criteria is.
That is not a number that you want to mess around with. You know, that aspect. That's
Chris.
I just, on what was the Title 22, what's the, is that, is that criteria, do we expect that to change? Is there any legislation on right now that number may move, cause our number to be even further out of range or come in range? Okay.
All right.
Fire and safety issue.
Don't expect it. Don't anticipate it. It's been around a long time.
I was going to say, it's an old.
No problem.
Right. Brian?
If we were to increase the pumps, would that in any way shorten the lifespan of the pumps? Would it be working it too hard?
I don't know. I couldn't answer.
I just wanted to see.
Okay. So we're at one of these items that we're at a discrepancy on, and I think maybe when we get to this point, should we vote on an individual item at this point, whether to include it or not, or should we just how do we do this, Rick? If we're at an impasse, because I'm as for it as, for example, my director next to me here is against it. So when you get to that impasse, what's the best way to handle that?
Well, you can certainly take it in on a separate motion and just dispense with it right then and now and move on, so that there's that issue is resolved.
I see other, personally, I see there's other things here that I would be more willing to mess with at this point than that $40,000.
Well, I think I'm not looking at it as $40,000. I'm looking at it as $40,000 this year, $536 next year,
$2 million.
$2 million the year after. I'm looking at a 22% rate increase this year, probably 20% next year. We thought 13 to 15.
Well, I think we're trying to get under 22%.
Well, okay, but that's what we're looking at so far. And then in the third year, with another $2 million on top of the increase, we're going to have another 50% increase. And I just can't get behind that. Not if there's a way of stopping this.
Yeah, I don't have those numbers in front of me, and I don't know them to be accurate, so I can't comment on that.
Very close.
So if we if somebody comes in and wants to look at our Title 22 compliance, then they're going to find us deficient, possibly, if we don't do either a capital improvement of those pump motors or the technology or something, or they're going to come in here and ask for a plan. They're going to come in and say, you guys have like 90 days or some sort of restriction. You guys need to have a plan to be in compliance. And then how much time does it take to get a well thrown down? I mean, it takes a while. that engineering there, that $47,000. We can put that on the shelf,
is
though.
This a hypothetical?
No, I'm thinking we can put this on the shelf. We could put the $40,000 into it next year. But as far as when we're going to implement the what the design engineering says, it might take some time on that. We need to look at that. But, you know, I think just showing that we're working towards meeting compliance is better than ignoring it. So.
Okay. We talked about this enough? Does anybody have any more comments to make about it? Let's take a straw poll, huh? Can we do that?
You might as well just take a. You can take a.
Do we have to make a motion?
Well,
we can take a consensus.
Yeah,
take
a motion.
You can take a consensus because you can do a consensus vote because you're not. The final motion will be what's going to take
right.
place.
Right.
No.
Nate. Chris?
I vote yes.
Yes, Brian?
Yes.
And I think we need. I think we need to take some action. So that's where it stands at this point. But it's not part of the final deal with this. Yet. What?
I was just going to say that I think both sides have very valid points, but I have to side with Rick here. I think it's easier for us to say no later than to take right. it out now and try to put it back on. So
it may end up being that once Ludo Bertalmanini finishes their calculations and everything else, you know.
How soon is that expected?
It's expected pretty soon, within the next few weeks.
Oh, okay.
But the budget will already be, but we will already see the budget by then. You can always pull it out then.
That's what I'm trying to say. But will it? Will we have already voted on the increase by then? By the time we get the report?
No, because the vote on the increase isn't until August.
Okay, so it's possible that we can adjust that by, and what is $40,000 worth, half a percent or something?
Probably about.
Quarter of a percent?
No, it's $100,000 is about 2%. So it's probably worth about 0.75%.
Okay, all right. Moving on to what's next here. Who has something that they want to talk about next?
Portable message units. It's hard because I really like the idea of having one. I think it could be very useful, especially if there's two. If there is a repair at night that wasn't planned. I mean, but at the same time, I don't know if that's necessarily a need or a want right now.
I got to tell you that I don't know how you feel about it, Virgil, but I feel that trailer trash pump is a lot more valuable than for $20,000 than that meter.
Mm-hmm.
In that meter, whatever it's called,
portable
message unit is at $30,000 for all the efficiency reasons you gave. Although it would be nice to have, I also know that when the communications committee meets, it's going to be discussing some of these things about how to get this information out to people, and there may be some results that come from that might address this issue. So I'm not in favor of that item at this point.
The idea here was that we would purchase two trailers. They're similar to the ones that are currently out on Highway 4.
Right.
Then Lieutenant Burton sticks out there that has the fireworks or men.
And that works so well. That stops all the fireworks.
I know it does. But the thought is if we're working, in neighborhoods, we can probably just put one of them up at either.
Yeah, I get the theory behind it, but I just don't think we're in a position. I mean,
what's the cost for rent one? For the few times a year we use it, what's the cost for rent?
Probably more when you're running out to get a work on a project probably more aggravation than it's not. We'd rather just have flagmen out there and do it instead.
I just think right now, everybody's got every business, every entity is cutting and cutting and cutting, and I'm just not spending mood.
That's a definite point.
Yeah.
Unless Ray, you're for it.
But I really like what you said, Kevin, about the fact that the other trailer was more necessary than this one. I think that's something we should think about.
It was explained better in detail than it read on the page. I will give you that.
Yeah.
But anyway, okay. Well, here.
Keep in score.
Okay, before I make a decision, Virgil, explain the next one for me. The fuel rig.
Right now, when we have to fill up our rigs, regular fuel, we have to drive to the gas station. Some guys do not have credit cards, so we have to take the truck for them or go whatever. It'd be nicer to have a trailer that has a fuel tank, a portable one. Because if you have a stationary one, you have to get permits for it. Meaning air quality control, and there's another air quality control and one other one. Oh, hazards.
Irrelevant. Okay.
Anyway, with the trailer one, you don't need that because you can move it around. But it would be you buy fuel cheaper because you're buying it bulk, and we have it instantly.
Okay. What? How many gallons is it? How many gallons are you proposing?
It would probably be around 1,000 gallons.
Where would you fill it up?
We have a tanker truck come in. Currently today we have one that's diesel fuel, 500 gallons, and we have them come in once a month maybe to fill that up. Mm. It's not a big in my eyes.
I'd like to make one correction that he indicated.
We shouldn't be reliant. Our guys' credit rating or ability to use credit cards or whatever shouldn't be a factor on how to get our trucks filled up. There should be a procedure to put in place.
There is. When the board approved the Cal card, we did roll out cards to to everybody that drives a vehicle, and they are restricted for types of use. So they're restricted for fuel use. So that is a correction, and we did do that. Virgil's right. That wasn't always the case, and it was always kind of a hassle to fill up some of the vehicles.
And we have one, even if you don't have a 10-cent discount, if you have a phone number, you get a 3-cent discount. And we have some of the cheapest gas here in town, even at that rate. It's still cheaper than Brentwood. So I get it, but at 10 grand, it's a lot of saving 10, 12 cents a gallon to pay for that 10 grand. That's just my experience. Huh? Yeah, but if we do get it, you can park it in front of my house.
That'd be my other concern, having it sitting there with 1,000 gallons of gas in it, anybody has access to it.
Well, that would be from a security issue. I guess I think somewhat about that. I mean, it's easy for an employee to pilfer here and there, and I'm not sure if it would warrant the savings at this point. I'm not saying we have employees who would, but that's a real issue for any employer. I'm opposed. Not that that's the final word. I'm looking for consensus.
I'm opposed.
Okay.
I'm opposed.
All right.
So, in summary,
at this point,
I've got the 110 for the carport, the 30 for the message units, and the 10,000 for the fuel trailer.
Without any dissension, I believe.
As definite cuts.
Absolutely. So, where does that put us percent wise?
We're on the fence for the trailer trash pump.
Yeah, I go back to that, and I considering the times of day and night that we have to operate here on emergency, to take that out on emergency and have a facility right there and stuff is, and sometimes these guys are out there for hours, right, on these emergency.
But let me ask
this
question. I've been out there at night.
Generally,
how often do you have one guy out there by himself in the middle of the night? Never. You never do.
If we bring contractors out, but for example, tomorrow morning, I guess we do have two of them coming in. Tomorrow morning we're setting two out because it's in the middle of the night. It's a 2 a.m. job.
So you've got to run to the bathroom, got to go to whatever you've got to do. You got another guy there to watch the school.
But I don't know where he's going to go. He's going to have to go back to the office, to the treatment plant.
In the middle of the night, But let me ask this, Virgil. Do we have a utility trailer that could do this without a bathroom in it right now? So we don't have a trailer.
Did we? You probably modify one to put a porta potty in there.
No, I mean.
Well, that's the issue with the porta potty.
I know. I'm trying to. I agree. That's the big point. I'm trying to picture you know, a granite job. Well, of course, granite's always got porta potty. I'm trying to picture other jobs, other, you know, off-site jobs where they're without.
We can just budget in our projects to go do that. You have a porta potty on site or something?
For construction projects, that would be an issue because they'd be construction projects. These are for repairs.
I understand, but even that, there's a lot of, when you're doing off-site, you may be working here for half a day and there for half a day and there for, so it's not conducive to that sometimes.
If I can suggest with that we
let's just be sure we're going to go back and talk about the trailer trash and see whether we're for or against at this point. Okay.
If I can make a suggestion in that, you know, we can look and see what's out there. We can remove it from the budget, and if the board, if we come back to the board conceptually maybe with some other type of a project during the course of the next 60 days or some other type of option that might work for that, we can go ahead and do that. Because the trailer as we envisioned this was going to be more of a utility trailer that had a porta potty affixed to it permanently, and it would have a drain that we could drop right into one of our sewer manholes, right down the plant, pump it right out.
Nice.
It would include lock boxes so that we can include parts and supplies. But if we're looking mostly at just the porta potty side of it, we can look into different things. But the idea was to have something that was more comprehensive in terms of almost like a tool shed going with you, where you could get a lot. You could have everything all in one place.
And let me ask this. I don't think I asked my question very well before. Virgil, do we have anything like that now that doesn't have a porta potty on it?
No, not really. You have an equipment trailer to move your tractor around.
We don't really have. In other words, are we duplicating another unit that we have just by putting a porta potty on something we already have? That was my question. Do you agree with that, Rick? We're not? Okay.
Entirely. I mean, there's.
But nothing that's set up to function for the uniqueness of what we're doing.
We have trailers, and if we need to load a trailer up with stuff, we can load a trailer up with stuff. We don't have it set up the way that this was envisioned, which would be to
kind
have
of a mobile unit.
A mobile tool.
Yeah, shop. I think that's cool.
Okay. Brian?
I would like to see this stay on here, and I'd like to see it come back to us. And we can always say no later. But I think from what you guys are saying, it seems a little more than just a water meter trailer. You know, and I have a hard time personally thinking about, you know, sending our employees out without the ability. Availability of a facility without having to pack up all your stuff. I have a hard time with that.
Will this piece of equipment be in the field on a daily basis, or is this just once a month to use, or it'll be out there on
it
a project?
It would be out there pretty regularly.
Probably a few times a week.
Okay. So probably 40% duty. Yeah.
I'm okay with leaving it on.
It's up to you. I mean, you know, right now, he packs up his bag.
Yeah.
He lays out the tools, packs it up. I mean, it's fuel in the truck going back, finding a gas station. I'm just saying.
I know.
Talk about dollars, it's either way.
Ray, Mark?
We're back on the water meter trailer, not the trash bin. You guys were talking about the trash
trailer. I'm talking about the trailer trash.
No, you're talking about the water meter trailer. You're on the wrong page.
What am I thinking? My
pop from one to another one.
It's a water meter trailer we're talking about.
Yeah.
No, that's not this one. That one.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, it's the one I circled. I should have known.
Yeah.
The
That's fine.
With respect,
I know what I'm talking about now.
With respect
Thank you, Mark.
To the with respect to the water meter trailer,
let me know what I'm talking about.
It would if the board. Do decides to leave it in the budget, we would certainly, it exceeds our authority limits to purchase, and we would certainly bring it back to the board, obviously for authorization to purchase once that time comes. So you would have your final, you would have a final dispensation opportunity at that point.
Why don't we have a truck with the toolboxes on it already?
Once we increase the rate, we increase it.
Don't we have a truck with the toolboxes? Don't we have any trucks with toolboxes? You see the plumbing trucks all around.
We have a utility truck.
Yeah, what's wrong?
He gets tired of peeing in the front seat.
I mean, you guys can fight me all you want. You got a utility truck and all of his tools sit in.
It's in his truck.
He knows exactly what tools he's going to take out to fix a meter. He pulls them out. If he has to go to the bathroom, he hits a break every so many minutes anyway.
Yeah.
You throw your tools back in and run over to the Safeway. I see the kid in Safeway every day in that truck.
All right.
Every day getting coffee, getting Red Bulls. I see him every day when I'm in there. So it's not like he can't pick his stuff up and run over to Safeway or run over wherever and go to the bathroom.
Let's,
for $20,000. Don't get you started.
Too late.
I'm going to recommend we just table this item. Hmm? Table this item.
We can't table them all.
Hold on. Yeah. Hold on. Okay, yank it then.
Yeah, I'm just trying to understand the efficiency part of it, but I think right now we're going to have to just be as efficient. I think that's all.
Okay. Anything else, guys? Or Brian? I mean, I you know, basically, you got 1, 2, and 2 halves make a 3. I don't know what to...
it's really hard for me.
It's tough not being out there and understanding it better.
Yeah.
But you know...
But again, it's not like he's trapped there working on a meter. He's putting a meter in. He's got all of his tools are in a utility truck. I mean, that's why we bought the utility truck for 30-something grand, whatever the heck it was. That's the purpose of buying the truck.
Exactly.
Now we got all of his tools in the truck, and he has to go to the bathroom. He takes breaks. He's allowed so many breaks a day plus lunch, and I don't go to the bathroom every 10 minutes. So if you get up in a couple hours and go, hey, I need to take a break. I'm going to throw my stuff in the truck.
I think that in the future we have to come back to this item, but for this year I don't see it.
Okay. Oh, there's your 3 votes. There's your 3. There's your straw poll. Okay. So now you've got that, Rick, that's... 170, right?
Correct.
Which is approximately 3%.
Correct.
Okay, one more.
Where are you going?
I think the 170 coming to make is from the
110, 20, 30, and 10.
160, yep, okay.
Let's talk about the replacement fund.
Okay.
And I'd like to talk about that from the point of view.
I've got a trash pump.
Oh, we have a vote on that.
No, okay.
Let's see this one.
Finish this off. And
that's the only other one that we had
that's the only one. Let's just peel that one off.
You want to do that one first?
Yeah. Can we rent one if we need it real fast?
You can rent one. Weekend's a little tougher to get, especially when you want an emergency.
So for an emergency, rent one doesn't
have.
Wait a minute. Time out. Didn't we put that in the replacement?
Oh, yeah. We moved it to the replacement.
I gave you the option to do so.
Let's move that to the replacement fund. You guys good with that?
I would like to do that option.
Okay, yeah, let's exercise that option.
All right, okay.
And you want one.
You have
one. I'm just kidding.
You guys, not me. It's the district.
That's really, that's a very good point. Because
so let's move down to the replacement fund.
Can't keep putting things
off. Hang on, So I'm going to leave, for the sake of the numbers, I'm going to leave it in the CIP, and I'm going to reduce by $20,000 facilities and vehicle replacement from $100,000 to
$80,000. Whatever you
want.
Is that
what we're all agreeing to?
It lowers the number by $20,000.
Correct.
I'm all right.
Okay, so now, go ahead, Mark. You want to talk about the replacement
fund? At the budget committee, what we talked about was a $271,000 figure for the replacement fund. The replacement fund is now at $384,000, which I don't agree with. I agree that we should have a replacement fund. We all did, everybody on the board, everybody in the committee, but we agreed on 271.
What we did is, Director Simons, we took the balance of the, if you recall, we agreed to do that, but then the budget review committee recommended utilizing the remaining, whatever funds were estimated to be remaining at the end of this current fiscal year, and move them into the capital replacement fund.
And how much
is that? It's those two added together.
Not quite $100,000.
No, a little over $100,000.
How much is it, Rick?
So why don't we lower the, if we're gonna put that 100-something grand in there, why don't we lower the other number so it comes up? Because we have, you know, the other thing that we're forgetting is we have 500 grand in here for general repairs for water and sewer. We have that, we have 271 in here, and we have reserves.
There's three things at play here. The operation maintenance, that maintains our existing infrastructure from a repair standpoint. Little things that break, they're not big ticket items, they're not $50,000 items for the most part, they might be $25,000 items, but they might be $1,000, they might be a couple hundred dollar part. It is truly a repair line item. We're spending it.
Rick, how much is in that fund now? It's over $3 million, right?
That's our reserve.
No, a different fund. So
which one are you talking about? I'm talking about the existing reserve funds. It's over $3 million.
Yeah, but we're not talking about the reserve.
We're talking about
what do you use the reserve fund for? That's my question.
I'm going to get there if I may. The operation maintenance on the. What's that new number list? Oh, there we go, 7301. We're looking at spending $765,000 this year, and we're budgeting for $650,000 for next year. So I think that's and that's what it's been tracking year to year to year. You increased it last year, it wasn't enough, and we're going to need to bring it up. We need to appropriately account for what we're spending. That's the operation and maintenance side of it.
You're counting the general repairs of pumps, yeah. And
we combine them together. Adding my number up.
Yeah.
The infrastructure replacement fund is to set aside funds so that our underground facilities, our above ground facilities, our rolling stock, we have a location from which to fund their replacement. Not their repairs, their replacement, similar to what we did out on Newport Point and similar to what we did over off of Cherry Hills. Those repairs would come out of this fund.
Right.
Replacing a vehicle would come out of this fund. Replacing in the future a roof for the building would come out of this fund. It doesn't exist yet, but this is what I'm proposing, and I think it is the creation of this fund is crucial to the long-term sustainability of the district. I was going to finish on the reserves. The reserves are your rainy day fund. They are your economic turmoil fund if we have a major disaster.
Change in
requirements. Those are what you use for your emergencies, your true emergencies. We've been using our reserve fund for replacements, and we've been 2 years ago we took almost $2 million out of the reserve fund, brought it from 5.5 down to $3 million, and did put it back up. So when we used the 100,000 for Cherry Hills, you'll notice that I replenished that reserve fund with this year's budget, so that we bring it back to the $3 million. So that covers the three types. We have repairs, we have long-term infrastructure maintenance, and we have emergencies. And those are the three keys. The board does not have a policy on reserves. I will be bringing back to the board probably in August a policy on reserves. I think it's pretty standard operating to have one. Yeah. We don't have one. We have a board vote that says it's good to maintain our reserves at $3 million, but that's the extent of our policy. So I hope that explains those three differences.
I am totally in agreement with you. There's no disagreement here. What I am concerned about, in deference to the people that came here and served on this committee, we brought these numbers forward to a budget committee that met here 3-4 times, and we came to an agreement of 271 grand, and that's what we based our figures on. And we've gone from 271 to 384.
364.
384.
We just cut 20 grand out of it.
But again, Mark, it remember we took, at that, at when the time we did that, we moved those numbers because they're originally in the capital budget. We moved them from the capital into the replacement fund. And then the committee suggested that we take the, because I was going to take the excess funds and move them into reserves. And the committee suggested, I don't remember which committee member that it was, suggested, why don't you put the balance, instead of putting it into reserves, add it to the infrastructure maintenance fund. And so that's what I did. And so that's why there's a discrepancy in those two numbers.
Rick, if I could comment on that. I believe that recommendation because a number of us thought the $3 million was unfounded in the sense of how much do you need in the reserves for emergencies. That needs to be, as you say, a policy needs to be made on that. And we don't have it. So you got $3 million there, you got whatever it is here, 300,000, 400,000. The question is, do we need to raise rates 20% when we got all that money sitting around? That's the question.
Can I make a comment? From a month-to-month, day-to-day basis, we are hitting a moving target.
Right.
$3 million may sound like a lot of money, but in all actuality, for a catastrophic failure at one of our plants, for anything like that, $3 million, it's just gone. It's just gone.
And taking a loan if that game.
Yeah.
We wouldn't. It's not going to empty out the fund anyway.
And it is. You can't. It's really easy to say we shouldn't be raising rates 20%.
You know, we're kind of off on a tangent. I'm sorry, Brian. We're kind of off on a tangent here because this isn't a discussion of the reserve fund. That's not part of the budget. So we're way off on a tangent talking about the reserve fund. The reserve fund is what the reserve fund is.
Part of the budget.
And where
you're setting up for it in the budget.
But we don't have a policy.
There's no policy on it.
And we're going to set.
But you've got a budget we're going to approve, and whether we approve $384,000 or whether we approve $271,000.
That's not the reserve fund.
That's the replacement fund.
I'm saying the reserve fund, that $3 million.
I don't really care about it.
Right. Yeah. It's not part of the discussion.
About this.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's talk about this.
Well, all I have to say is, my question is that you padded, we said, being from the budget committee, to take that 271 and move it into these categories. You added another $123,000.
I seem to understand what you're saying there, Rick. You're telling me, and I wasn't, what I'm puzzled at is if the people that were on the committee are puzzled by this. You're telling me that the committee decided and directed you to add the excess funds from this year into this thing, and I've got two board members here who are telling me that they don't recall that, and I have an issue with that.
What took place was,
you don't remember that happening?
No. We said to move $271,000 into this. Okay, but now it's $384,000.
No, but Ray, what I hear Rick saying is that the committee agreed on $271,000. I hear all you guys saying that. You guys all agree on that part. At a point subsequent to that, there was an excess in the budget from this year, and Rick was going to put it into reserves, and the committee directed him to put it into this fund, and that's how it grew.
No, there were multiple sets of numbers that made the 271. They were included in the capital, and they were listed as annual sewer line replacement, annual water line replacement. And so what we ended up doing was, after a discussion of the committee, I don't remember who made the recommendation, but we all thought it was a good recommendation. Instead of budgeting it every year annually and only having $150,000 there, we should start funding a replacement reserve. So instead of budgeting it and letting it back to fund balance every year, the recommendation from the committee was to go ahead and take that $270,000 and drop it into the reserves. Into an infrastructure replacement reserve.
Okay.
Then the discussion went on, and we were talking, and I don't recall the events, but it was at the same meeting. The conversation went on with respect to, we were anticipating having some leftover monies at the end of the fiscal year, okay? Because we didn't spend all of our capital monies, all right? So the thought was, my initial thought was to either roll it into reserves and build the reserves up, or to go ahead and add it into the budget as revenues, rebudget the revenues to reduce the number altogether, the overall budget number and the overall, what the overall eventual rate increase would be, okay? at that point in time, and I said, I don't recall who said it, it was the recommendation was, what, instead of doing that, take those funds and add it to the infrastructure replacement fund. So that's what I did, and that's when I created the facilities and vehicle replacement portion of it.
Okay.
We already had...
Do you recall that?
I don't recall that,
okay. But I would say I don't agree with that.
We have the sewer, we have the pumps and motors, okay. And we have water, and then
you
I took
don't
the,
agree with that? Is that what you said?
No.
And then I took the balance and added it. That's okay.
Can I make a suggestion? Can I make it just to move this thing along a little bit? Is it okay if I make a suggestion? Let's. I like the idea of rolling some money back into the revenue, so we decrease. Can I make a suggestion that we make that fund an even $300,000 and roll the balance back into the revenues to decrease by another $60,000 the overage.
You mean instead of 123,000, we're going to make it 60?
No, instead of it being 271, which is the number you guys are throwing out, you make it an even 300 and throw the 64,000, roll it back in to decrease the increase of the percentage, roll it back into revenues.
All right.
You see what I'm saying?
I can look at this.
Did I say that right? Did that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you guys?
I'm not. This is our first segment. We've got a surplus budget this year, but we're bringing a balanced budget. I want to limit the increase as much as we can with a balanced budget and money into a replacement budget. But I don't want to take the line of steps and do it all in 1 year while we're raising everybody's rates.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm going to battle here because I think it's my obligation to do so.
At least okay, well, then line item it for us because it went up. Line item it for us and convince us.
I would suggest that you leave the sewer maintenance replacement fund at 150,000, the pumps and motors at 40. Why don't you move the water to 100? So you're at 290. Okay, instead of an odd number, 94,000, just round it up to 100,000.
Eliminate the facilities and vehicle replacement fund?
And then put the facilities and vehicle replacement fund.
I don't care how you get there.
Well, it doesn't make sense to have $10,000 in the vehicle replacement fund because you're not going to replace the vehicle for sure.
And leave that fund, and leave the vehicle facilities fund at $50,000.
So which all add
which
up
would
to?
Be?
340.
Which would be 340 less than 20, so it'd be 320.
So why don't we leave the vehicle we put spent at 30, and that'll put us at 300 even. See, we're not buying a vehicle anyway. Instead of 50, make it 30, and that puts us right at 300. After you take the 20 out for the trash trailer.
Our uncovered trash trailer.
Yeah.
190. Well, leave it at 30, you said?
Yeah.
If you take it 320 50 minus 20?
Minus 20. That'll put you right at 300 grand. Oh. Gives us a good replacement fund.
Good
bar. Balanced budget.
I think I just said that.
And lowers our increase.
I'll second that, Mark.
I think that's it. Thank you for getting
there. I'm borderline genius.
It comes out to 320.
It does come out to 320.
No, what kind
I did it all for your math.
It would be 150, 40, 100, and 30.
Comes out to 300.
100.
And
190.
Functional.
That's 320, and you're taking 20 out for the trailer trash pump.
Oh, no, I was thinking that was already moved off.
Not if we just did the math.
No.
So that leaves me 10,000 in that account?
No. No, which one?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, that leaves 10,000.
No, I thought we already took the 20 out.
Well,
let's do it again. Hold on.
No, the 20 stayed over here. It never really came
out. You got 150. 150,
40,
94.
We'll make it 100.
Make everybody
round up. I'll go 320.
And 100. That's 390.
That's okay. We need to improve.
So if you take 390.
I'm okay with 320.
And you take 20 out.
384.
No, we rounded it up. If you take 150, 40, 100 to 100. That's 390, am I
correct? How do you know what it needs?
I'm
suggesting taking 50 off plus the 20, so you're taking 70 off, so it leaves it with 320.
I would go 320.
Where are you putting the 20?
It stays in the vehicle. It's actually staying in the CIP. So your number would be 150, 40, 130.
So what do we end up getting?
Okay.
123,000.
So you netted $50,000.
I'm okay with that. Give me the figures again. The sewer infrastructure replacement program will stay at 150. The pumps, motors, and replacement will stay at 40.
It's the last time on
water infrastructure replacement will go up to 100. Am I correct?
Yes.
It's 100.
And then
we're going to lower facility and vehicle to 20. You're taking 80 grand out of there?
30.
That's what I had.
That's right. And you add them all up, and it's $320,000.
What about the trailer trash pump?
It's still in there.
Okay,
it's,
then that's what we're fighting for.
Okay. All right.
Then we're in agreement.
So, Brian, how do you feel about that? Well, come on, you had all this time to think about it. You don't have to contemplate it now.
Come on, get your sword out.
You know, honestly, I fear that we are. I hear what Virgil said earlier. We have a lot of things we have to get done that we're not getting done. And, you know, I think that we can cut it now and that's fine, and we'll just pay for it double later. You know, so that's, on this one, I don't really see.
But you're leaving everything in there, right? Nothing for the replacements coming out. The sewer infrastructure, 150 grand stays in there.
The fund.
Pumps and motors stay in there for 40. We raised, facilities,
water infrastructure.
Water infrastructure went up to 100, went up six grand. We didn't take anything out. Yeah. We only took out of the vehicle replacement fund.
Facilities. How much did we just spend on this roof?
That's 64,000.
What's 64,000?
That's what it totaled. That's what that cut is right there.
It's going to roll back into revenue.
Right.
Okay.
Come off of
it. It really does not matter.
Okay. I mean, if you put that money back in, it goes back to the vehicle replacement fund.
I would suggest we use those numbers that we just proposed.
I'm okay with it.
That represents about 5% ballpark.
Total. Reduction from 22.
Correct.
That's okay.
22. And
they kicked it ahead. Review, please, for me, sir.
The only place we...
It's 110 off the carport, 30 off of the... message units.
10
off the fuel trailer. 20 off the water meter trailer.
And 64.
No, it's 60. What's that?
No.
The trash pump trailer.
That got moved.
That got moved, but it's a push. I understand what you want. We'll get it down. We'll make it happen. Now the next Wednesday, make sure that all those numbers balance out. I want to make sure we get the right numbers. The biggest question is, just so long as we're in agreement on the infrastructure replacement fund at 150, 40, 130.
Yes.
Okay. So long as we're there, I got all the other information.
So we're not going to vote on this tonight. You're going to bring it back to us next
Wednesday.
You can, what you do is you're going to recommend that based on the recommend the budget come back.
Gotcha.
Next
in
week
a for final draft. Option.
Thank you.
For final adoption.
And then, so it should be a quick and dirty vote at that point.
It should be
what we talked about tonight.
You guys need to vote on wall 7. We just kind of took a stroke what you guys need to vote on, so you can decide what you want to vote on.
Well, it's 40 grand.
I don't need it.
Yeah, in the discussion format of this,
it's fine.
Now, I would, yeah. If you insisted on one, I'm sure that you have the right to do that, but it's going to end up the same.
Interesting, we might have come to their senses between them.
Good luck.
I see it happen.
Okay, staff, any further discussion with recommendations, or do we need to do any more to help you along with your chores here?
Not on this part, but we do need to move on to the landscape budget. The O&M's, it's set up very similar to the Heather one. It's after all the salary and two pages after the org chart.
Lighting district
eight.
That first?
Correct. We've discussed some of these previously at an earlier meeting. I know Barry discussed them with you. We talked about some of the workshop. Probably the biggest thing that we need to point out, Barry, correct me if I'm wrong, is at Cornell Park, we are looking at, we've got some major ADA issues that we need to deal with. The park is not accessible. You can't get into the park in a wheelchair. So we need to make some changes there. Resurface the tennis court. We're looking at, if you recall, we had some issues with the original playground structure over there. Now we're replacing it. We have some very similar issues with the other playground structure. And so with the community, and we have eight major ADA issues over there as well. That is that tot lot there is completely inaccessible.
Yeah.
And it would require some substantial upgrades to make it accessible, not only including replacing the tot lot, the play structure itself, because it's reached its life.
We own Cornell Park, though.
Yes. And so what Farron and I are proposing is to remove the tot lot, since we have the new play structure coming in, and use that area. It's a fairly sizable area. And we can use the bathroom and the fencing over there and the fencing from the tennis courts and turn that into a dog leash-free park. And so we're recommending that be included over Cornell Park. And that can be, we can do it as efficiently as possible. That's one of the recommendations.
Well, wait a minute. So you're not going to have $85,000 spent for a dog park. You got that as a dog park. That's $85,000.
Yes.
Fencing.
The dog park, all the fencing, we need to.
Can you make a cinder block?
So we need that.
You know, we're gonna go to bid on it. The bid is gonna be what the bid is. So no, it won't be cinder block. It'll be chain link, but it's gonna have to look attractive. It's gonna have to blend in. It's gonna require double gated entry. It'll require two lots, more than likely, one for larger animals, one for smaller ones.
Yeah, we won't be using any of the existing fencing. We'll want to pull it away from the homes.
So are you going to have one area, or are you going to have
two areas,
large and small?
Yeah. It won't be a large dog park by any means, but it'll be a place to let your dog off for a ball for either size.
Hans can go. You'll be able to throw a ball to Hans.
If we hear in that wall.
Without leaving your recliner, as I recall.
How big is the area?
I don't know measurement, but if you're familiar with Cornell Park, we're looking at the area to the north side of the parking lot. That the small dog area would be where the play structure would be removed, which is a triangular area. And then we're looking at making the big rectangular area, which would be adjacent to that, and also to the tennis courts in between that, taking out where the holes for the non-existent volleyball net and the all of that area to the large dog area.
The tennis court would be right here.
Uh-huh.
And it's in the parking lot is right here. It wraps around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's the area between the parking lot and the back of the homes and over here by the by a portion of the tennis court. It's actually a pretty good sized area.
What is that? Yeah, that's okay.
Okay. So we're losing a volleyball court on that project.
A volleyball court? No.
Yes.
Yeah. Are you pulling out the volleyball court?
Well, it's not used. Yes.
Once we build a dog park, what's our liability if somebody gets bit and attacked?
To answer that question specifically, I can't answer specifically that question.
I'm sure there's plenty of cases.
I don't know the answer, but I'm sure it's very much like a skate park that the city's built. Once you put up the proper legal indemnifications, disclaimers, you're using your own risk, as long as you don't man it and control it and have someone staffing it, you're on your own.
So we won't, we'll just have a gate and they go in?
Yeah. System. We'll put the signs up, that sort of thing.
Okay. We have any chance to get any government money, county money for help with this?
None that I'm aware of. I mean, we always have our grant funds.
You seem to be able to find it for me.
You know, that's a good question, and I think that there is such a large pet population owners in the area, and there are a lot of different organizations that are into that sort of thing and donating money for leash-free parks, that sort of thing, that maybe we could tap into that. That's a good project for an alternative.
That's a great job to finance money so far, so I think it...
Well, donations, I mean, would probably be the best way to bring some funding in for that. Just like we're doing the tile walls for Cornell Park, there might be a way that people can dedicate bricks or something.
Well, we have people come in here so they would donate.
A lot of the problems that we find is money that is available for park projects, or that I find when reading the availability stuff, is that our area, our town, is not qualified. A lot of times there's income requirements of, you know, the general population.
Check my house to apply.
Just use his social security number, it'll be fine.
Maybe there's even like animal supply guys that would pet food would donate to these.
They're out there. We'll definitely look
at that. Okay, I think we're solving the problem instead of voting on the budget.
The next, these are some upgrades to Cornell Park that, this is really our community park. It should be our showcase park, and therefore we're putting some money in the upfront years into this. The next item is the replacing the horseshoe and bocce ball courts, doing some walkway repairs, that sort of thing.
How long has there been a bocce ball court out there?
Well, forever.
Are you kidding me?
No. What was I been on this for?
Really?
We didn't fix it though.
For years.
Okay, that's why I didn't know.
We turned it down. That's why.
And it does include Director Simon's information on the very bottom. Page. It does include the purchase of a funds for the purchase of a new vehicle. The vehicle that we have right now, I believe it's a 1998 Chevy. It has been in the shop, I think, more than it's been out of the shop. It's been in the shop again.
That's a silver 3/4 ton?
Yeah, he's been using Farron's vehicle.
It's original town equipment.
It is costing us thousands of dollars to keep that truck running.
Okay.
I think we have to deal with the truck.
So what...
This, I believe it the way it is.
Okay, any questions?
I like
any more? Everybody okay? Let's move to the next.
Are we planning on getting another regular cab truck just like the one we've got now?
It will probably be a, it'll be a 3/4 ton truck. That's a bullet trailer.
Long bed truck.
And I don't know if it'll have an extended cab or not. Is yours extended?
No, ours is regular cab.
The extended cabs are nice because you can put the types of equipment you can put in there. Not the dual four-door versions, but the extended cabs. I think we'd prefer to go that route.
Okay.
Zone 9.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm going to let Farron. Anything else on 8?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe you did something, but I had put in the WW grant funding was approved for Cornell, and I put that in the reserve. I mean, the income revenue. I don't see it. 112.
It probably didn't get added in time.
Okay.
So we did.
What does that change?
Yeah.
Awesome. Good job.
Yeah, it's $112,000 to the good.
Okay. Zone 9.
Can we get that added before our final end?
Yes.
We're moving to 9?
9.
This is zone 9. This is Ravenswood. I think we've kind of finished our work there for the next few years over there. The only thing that might go in is we might put in some more lights, I think, for light to maybe possibly. That's not a big item.
Didn't somebody say some other porta potty or something?
Yeah, that'll be a short time thing.
Just summer?
Yeah, it's really cheap.
What's this, Ravenswood?
Yeah. You're going to rent it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, if you guys would approve the trailer, we've got to park the trailer over there.
With success comes success headaches. And
yeah. No, it's one of them.
I just park your Jeep over there. We can use that.
The next budget, so you've already approved, I believe you've already,
yes,
these are the county budgets. Three county budgets, which includes the upgrades to those facilities and those parks.
We have already.
We talked about those, I believe, a couple months ago. So these are included in the overall budget document for public information as well as that report.
Can I ask you a question since I pay into Zone 61? What is all this capital improvement and replacement money from that for? We only got Slipper Park there. Well, what the heck are we improving?
Slipper Park.
Slipper Park, whatever it is. What the heck is it? There isn't any facilities there to speak of now. How could we need $331,000 to replace it?
We're not replacing, we're improving.
$331,474.50 is set aside for capital replacement projects.
That's what the county.
No, that's excess funds is what it is. We're being overcharged.
That's not us.
That's me.
Well, no.
All of his people.
We don't have any control over that.
Excuse me.
Yes, you do.
Hold on.
You can go in and say we don't need that much money for replacement.
That's not for this board to decide.
Did what? Did you approve this budget though?
We don't approve the budget. The county approves the budget. We send our recommendations to the county. And that was done, I believe it was the night that you were here. Barron presented the budgets.
Actually, that's incorrect. I sent in my request for budgets. We were not in these discussions before. The thing that we did recommend and that the board did operating budgets, I sent to the county without their review. It was due a long, long time ago. And they messed with my numbers afterwards. So I just tell them what I need for the year to operate. The capital improvement side of it did go before the board on a project that we would like to do, and all we said was that we would like to do this project. We didn't approve it, we can't approve it, we just told the county that we would like to do it.
That's the way I understood it, not that you were.
I stand corrected, I apologize. I just know the board has considered it on a number of occasions. The first time was at the board workshop back in January.
Okay, are we at the end of the book?
That's the end of the book.
Do you need any more guidance or direction from us, staff?
No, I have everything I need in terms of the numbers. What I will do tomorrow and Friday is drop those numbers into a new document. It probably won't get out until Monday, just based on timing and everything else. But it will be obviously on the agenda for next Wednesday night.
Can you give us in the final, so we're looking at with all these count numbers, we've got all
awesome.
This is wonderful. I mean, this is a beautiful job here, but so we don't have all the centerpieces. We have just an actual budget we're going to look at and compare numbers.
No, I don't want anything to do with it.
Like the very back of the book.
Yeah, it's in the back of the book. I will relocate it for you.
We have capital, and we can look at all the accounts are listed, all the dollars are listed.
Yeah.
It's way easier. Although this was a very nice job. So if we need to give you any direction at this point.
I've got the direction that I need. So I'm ready to move forward.
So good. Okay, you good to go?
Good to go.
This is the, you weren't here when we approved the outsourcing water bill. That's what our new water bill is going to look like.
Oh,
that's it.